Cassette 1, Side A. Chapter 1. Reading. Page 3. Protecting the Innocent. Pansy wanted to write an article on detectives for the school newspaper. To get information, she interviewed Detective Ken. This is part of the interview.
You say that you like working as a detective. Why?
Let me tell you about a recent case that I dealt with, Pansy. Mr. Lee is a very rich man who lives alone and enjoys collecting things. He purchased a vase for 2 million yuan. He showed it to only two people, his friends Jill and Jenny. Then he locked it in the safe at his house. That night, someone stole it. Lee reported the theft, and I went to his house to look for clues.
Did you find any?
Yes, a black pearl earring near the open safe, and outside the open window of the room, I saw a lot of mud on the wet ground. Inside the room, the carpet was spotlessly clean. I interviewed Jill and Jenny. They both denied stealing the vase. But I noticed that Jill was wearing a black pearl necklace, but no earrings.
So Jill was the thief?
I didn't know. I needed proof. A good detective never jumps to conclusions. I showed Jill the earring, and she admitted it was hers. She said someone had stolen it from her house a month before. I checked her story. It was true.
So Jill was no longer a suspect. But what about your other clue? The mud outside and the spotless carpet inside.
That told me that probably no thief broke into Lee's house. So I questioned Lee, and in the end he admitted stealing his own vase. He had bought insurance for it. The insurance company would pay him 2 million yuan if the vase was stolen.
And who stole Jill's earring?
Lee did that as well. He tried to make sure that Jill would go to jail instead of him.
So now Lee is behind bars.
Yes, and Jill is free. My job is to protect the innocent, as well as find the guilty. That's why I like working as a detective. Listening. Pages 6 and 7. Identifying objects from a description. Listen to the recording. Mrs. White is talking to a policeman. Which are her 5 pieces of jewelry? Write the letters next to the numbers.
Hello, is that Mrs. White?
Yes, it is.
I'm Detective Wu. I visited you after your burglary last week.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, we've arrested a man and discovered a lot of stolen jewellery. And I think your five pieces may be here. Could you describe them again for me?
Oh, that's good news. Yes. Well, there are five missing pieces. The first piece is a bracelet. It's made of gold. It's not a complete circle. The two ends of the bracelet are in the shape of lions' heads. They have little red rubies for their eyes. The second piece is an emerald ring. It's very valuable. It's made of gold, and in the middle there is a big green emerald. On each side of the emerald there is a diamond. It's a lovely ring. The third piece is my pearl necklace. It's very simple, just one string of pearls. The pearls are all about the same size. It's quite a short necklace. Next, there is a silver bracelet. This is not so expensive, but it's quite pretty. It's like lots of little rings, all joined together. It has a silver figure on it, in the shape of a little dog. The last piece is a pair of earrings. They are made of gold. Each earring, there is a red ruby on top, and hanging under the ruby, there is a large white pearl.
Yes, you're very lucky. I think we have all of those pieces here at the police station. Could you come down to have a look at them?
Yes, of course. I'll be there within 1 hour. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Speaking. Pages 11 and 12.
A. Talk time. The sounds W and V. Exercise A1. 1. We. West. Wines. 2. V. Vest. Vines. 3. We. V. West. Vest. Wines. Vines. Exercise A2.
Last Wednesday. A vase. Last Wednesday. Viewed a valuable vase last Wednesday. Winnie went and viewed a valuable vase last Wednesday.
Exercise A3.
Willie's vest is very wet. Victor's vest is made of wool. Victor's body's very warm. Willie's body's very cool.
Exercise A4. When we say words of more than one syllable, we stress one of the syllables. Always, never, over, seven, window. Exercise A5. Aware, believe, convince, device, unwell. Exercise A6. Invite, wonder, awake, beware, divide, vacant, very, volume, warmest, without.
More practice, page 15. An extract from The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The death of Ronald Adair in the spring of 1894 was one of the most interesting cases I ever worked on. I thought about it quite a lot, but could find no possible explanation. Adair was the son of a famous general who was abroad at the time. The young man's friends were from good families, and he seemed to have no enemies. On the day of his death, he had played a game of cards at the Bagatelle Club with some friends. On the evening of the 30th of March, Adair returned from the Bagatelle at exactly 10 o'clock. His mother was out, visiting relatives. The servant said Adair went upstairs to his room, where she had lit a fire. She had opened the window, because some smoke from the fire had blown into the room. Just before midnight, Adair's mother returned and went to say good night to her son. The door was locked, and there was no answer, so it was forced open. Adair was found lying near the table. A bullet from a small gun had entered his head, but the police could find no weapon. Some coins were on the table, and a note with names of friends at the Bagatelle. This appeared to be a list of all the money he had lost and won playing cards. There were no marks on the outside wall. Since it was impossible to aim a small gun from a distance, the murderer must have been in the room. Nobody had heard any noise. In addition to all this, nothing had been stolen from the room.